Just learned the Gemara, that the Gemara brings the Makar to Hasra. And in fact, it's not one Makar, it's really four Makaris that teach us the Halacha of Hasra. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Ma'ikatan, Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara over there talks about someone that's Menachesh on Shabbos. So what does it mean to be a Menachesh? You weed, right? So you pull the weeds out of the field. We're not farmers, but you pull the weeds out of a field on Shabbos. So if somebody does that, says the Gemara, Mishumai Masrinim Bei. If you're going to give him Hasra, meaning it's Chil Shabbos, so what melacha of the Lamites melachas is he violating so that you should know exactly how to go about giving a masra? And the Gemara says, v'hamashke mayim lizram too. If somebody waters seeds, there too, mayim masrinime. And the Gemara says it was machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi ama mishum chayresh, Rabbi Yosef ama mishum zayre. Rabbi holds that someone that's menachish or is mashke mayim lizram is a chayresh. Rabbi Yosef holds someone that's menachish or someone that's mashke mayim lizram is considered a zayre. So the Gemara asks that if you see someone watering his garden on Shabbos, or if you see somebody pulling his weeds out on Shabbos, you want to quickly give him Asra, because what he's doing is wrong. Mishumai Masrinim Bei. And it's a machloikis. Mishum chayrish, mishum zayrah. Now the first thing you see in this Gemara is that it's not enough to just say, you know, you're being mechal Shabbos. You have to get the melacha right. This is really a big sugya, way beyond the scope of what we're able to do in a daf yomi shir, which is a very, very long daf, as we're going to see. So we can't really get into this. But this is what's going on in this Gemara. But what we want is a toisvis. Toisvis dibra maschon bishomai masrinon. Zog toisvis. The ein adam loika, veloi nerag, elo behasra. Because we know a person can't get malchus or misas bez unless there was asra. Shem masrinon boy, because you have to warn him, loi sasa hachisura. Don't do this iser. Kidem afkinon. Be Sanhedrin daf mem aleph mi kra from sukim ar sugya ditzarech lefarish shame ho isra behed. That when you give a person asra, you have to be mefarish the shame ho isra behed. Meaning Tosfos is being mefarish the Gemara, right? Tosfos is a parish, and just like Rashi was a parish, kiyodua, right? So Tosfos coming to explain the Gemara. Mishomai masrina be. Who said you have to be nuanced when it comes to Asra? Zok Taisis learned the sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Aleph, which, by the way, is the makar to the concept of Asra. Omar Ula Minay L'Asra Min HaTorah. Four psukim. Bottom line is, this is the source. And Taisis says, if you look at that sugya over there, you're going to see that Tzarech Lefarish Shem HaIsir Behedya. That you literally have to be mefarish the Shem HaIsir. Is Makshim HaOilam. Where do you see in the sugya that you have to be mefarish the Shem HaOilam? The Shem HaIsir. It's very, very not mavur anywhere in this Gemara, right? What's Poshab Shad? So I saw from Hagoyim Reb David Yoel Weiss in his Megadim Chadashim and Masechtas Ma'ikatan Daf Beis Amud Beis. He says that L'chayra, I mean, the only Eitzah he could think of is that the first Makar that the Gemara brought was V'isha Sheikah Chesachos Abasov V'Abasimoy V'ra Eser Vasa. And the Gemara said Otu B'riya Talia Milsa Ela Ad She'yiru Taimoy Shal Davar. Means you have to really be oimid on what's going on over here. And it could be unless you're told what the Isser is, and Vusishtei, and it's a told of this Av Malach, unless you know Rochel Bitcha Aktana, you didn't see Taimel Shaldavar, and he says it's Yitach, and this is what Toysis means. Because otherwise, Vusishtei and Toysis, and this is something that the Gedolei Achreinim already blibed Tzarechin on, Abim Pshat, it's Ma'id, Ma'id, Mestaber, right? I think it's Pshutai Shal Mikra. That this is where it's coming from. But I'll tell you one very interesting thing. That is the Minchas Chinuch, and this is in Mitzvah Tez Zayin. So Mitzvah Tez Zayin and Minchas Chinuch is Shaloi Lishbar Etzem Min HaPesach, right? There's a lav, they now break one of the bones of the Karban Pesach. It's interesting. Two of the 613 mitzvahs talk about the Issah to break the bone of a Karban Pesach. Why would it be two? First of all, what are the two? First one is Mitzvah Tez Zayin, and the second one is Mitzvah Shin Pei Gimel. So why would it be two? I mean, it's a giveaway. It's one is talking about the Pesach Rishon, and the other one is talking about the Pesach Sheni. Right? It says it in the Torah twice. It says in Parashas Boy, Bebayis Echad Yeyochel Loisoytzi Min Habayis Min Habosar Chutza The Etzem Loisish Berubay. And then it says it again in Parashas. It says it again in Parashas Baloischo. Lo yashiru mimenu ad boiker, the etzem lo yishperu voy, kechol chukas ha-pesach, yase oisai. So it says it twice in the Torah. And because it says it twice in the Torah, once by the Pesach region, once by the Pesach sheni, in the minion of Taryag, the chinuch was mentioned twice. could have heard that maybe it should be one, but the chinuch held twice. So in the chinuch, it's mitzvah tezayin Pesach Rishon, and mitzvah shim pei gimel is Pesach Sheni. So listen to the Mechas Chinuch. He says, if you take a look at the Rambam, here in Hilchis, Karban Pesach, he says as follows, Ashever etzem bePesach tar, if somebody breaks the bone of a Pesach tar, I raise a loike, shenemar veetzem loisish berubay, vechein nemar bePesach Sheni, veetzem loisish berubay, this therefore is a makar that is an isser side by Pesach Rishon, side by Pesach Sheni. So Mechas Chinuch said, I opened up my Rambam and I realized that there's a terrible mistake in this Rambam. It's such a bad mistake. Mitzvah lehagia b'sifrei Rambam. And he writes, he says, Kubi, you have different Rambams. He said, but in my Rambam, kacha nuscha b'sifrei Rambam shabiyodi. So you might have a different one. But I'm telling you, mitzvah, you have to be moichik, you have to be magid this ram. Again, what did Rambam say? Hashoyver etzem bePesach tar reza loik Hashem bVetzem loisish berubay v'chein nema bePesach sheni Vetzem loisish berubay. We just read the two psukim. That's exactly what it says. But the truth is, Dr. Mechas Chinuch, if you look carefully at the psukim, it's not what it says. By Pesach Rishon, it says v'etzem loisish berubay. By Pesach sheni, it says v'etzem loyish berubay. By one it says it with a saf, the other one it says by yud. The Rambam in his Lushoine Yazov, in the Rambam that the Mechas Chinuch had, by both of them it said Sishbru by. So the Mechas Chinuch, it's a mistake. Because one it says Sishbru, the other one says Yishbru. So you're going to say, okay, no. Mitzvah lahagia? You mamash have to run to the Svarim Shaks and stop being magia all the Rambams? What's the grace Indian over here? I hear it's a mistake. And a chinami. But why is this the end of the world? It says, I'm going to tell you why. Because it's nafkaminas la locha. I'll tell you one. It's mavur, my cotton daf beis. That when you give asram, you shumai masrinam be. It's not enough that you tell the person this is an iser. You had to tell him what the love is. So what would be if someone's about to break the bone of the Pesach Rishon, and you go with him and you quote Baal Loischa, the Etzem Lo Yish Berubay. Or he's about to break the bone of the Pesach Sheni, and you quote Parshas Boy, the Etzem Lo Yish Berubay. He's not going to be Chai Malkus. You give me a guy Malchus, you have no right to give Malchus because you didn't get the right love. You didn't get the right love. And he says, come on, it's a chuk of a tlula, right? The whole idea is lahavchim and shoygig lemesid. So first of all, it's a din. You have to tell him the love. So if you didn't tell him the love, you didn't tell him the love. And he said, besides, let's say he's doing the Pesach Sheni, and you're going to quote the pasuk of the Pesach Rishon. He might say, yeah, it's a love for Pesach Rishon. He might know, yeah, Pesach, I know that pasuk. That's a Pesach Rishon. That's a Parshas Boich. Vesi and a pasuk. And he's going to think, maybe on Pesach Sheni, there's really no listener. And the Mamish says, b'zeh alosh, m'kein nafgemina gedoylohi, u'mitzvah lehagia b'sifrei haramba. This is Mamish classic. If you look at the Frankel Rambam, they were Magiyat. But the bottom line is, in the Mechas Chinuch's Rambam, you didn't have this aga. And as well, this bothered him. But I'll tell you something interesting, and that is, there's another place where the Mechas Chinuch says the same exact thing. And this is in Mitzvah Tof Kuf Nun Zayin. So Mitzvah Tof Kuf Nun Zayin is Mitzvah Ala Oynes Sheyisa Anu Sase Leisha. If someone's Ma'anes and Isha, so there's a Mitzvah for him to go and marry the woman that he was Ma'anes. Right? It's a pasuk in the Torah. There's a mitzvah to go ahead and marry her. V'nosan isha sheichevi b'lavi anayro chamishim kosa, pay the knas. V'lo yisiyo l'isha, dosi the mitzvah, tachas asher ino, and then there's a lav also. Lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. You have the same exact pasuk, almost, as it relates to the Moitzi Shemra. Someone's Moitzi Shemra. So there too, the Torah says, v'onchu oisa mea kesef, v'nosnu l'avi anayro, ki hoitzi shemra al psulas yisrael, v'lo yisiyo l'isha, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. By the oines, it says, lo yuchal shalcha kol yomav. By the Moitzi Shemra, it says, lo yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. Zokta mechaz chinach, posh it to me. It says, take a look at what I wrote in Mitzvah Tezayin, that if you would mix up the Hasrois, the Lamed, Shalcha v'shalcha, it would be a problem and it would not be considered a bona fide Hasra. I mean, this is classic Minchas Chinuch, the Divrei Pi Chacham Chen.